Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountains to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. In all the mountains to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns, oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion, to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns, oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this haste. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you've blessed us to be able to see, another day to make your name glorious, another day to come before your presence with singing, another day to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, that we may be the vessels that you have made us to be. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. But we understand that today was not promised. But God, this is the day that you have made. And since you have blessed us to be able to see this day, we will rejoice and be glad, knowing that our God is a God who sits high and looks low, and a God who is in control of everything. We thank you for all that you've done for us this week, that we've made it to this Thursday. God, we don't take it for granted that you have kept us from danger, seen and unseen, each and every single day. Lord, we've been busy here in St. Louis, Lord, but you have kept us every single day. I've heard of the work that has been going on back at Praise Center, and Lord, you have blessed us and sustained us every single day. I haven't received any bad reports from my children. Haven't received any bad reports from my home. God, you have been blessing us and keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, every single day. I have not received any reports that any of my friends may have passed away or that any issues have occurred in the lives of my friends and my loved ones, Lord. Lord, you have been sustaining us each and every day, and for that we are grateful. We don't take your mercies, oh God, for granted. But we thank you, God, that your mercies are new every single morning because you are a faithful God and because you are a great God. The songwriter said, "Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto us." And we thank you, God, for being faithful, God, and consistent, God, in your mercy and in your grace, God. Thank you, God, that you loved us, oh God, in spite of our faults and in spite of our sins and in spite of our shortcomings, God. You looked beyond our faults and you saw that we needed you, Lord. We are nothing, absolutely nothing without you. God, we can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. God, we can't live without you. We thank you, Lord, that you had patience with us. We thank you, Lord, that you had mercy upon us. God, we thank you, Lord, today that you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. And we thank you, God, because you keep doing it over and over again. You keep blessing us. You keep showing us mercy. You keep showing us favor, grace. We thank you. You keep on loving us, God, over and over again. And for that, God, pray for this morning. We are not looking for anything, God, because you keep on blessing us anyway, God, as long as we keep chasing after you, as long as we're running after you, and as long as we keep obeying you, God, you will continue to shower down blessings upon us, God, that we won't be able to handle, that we won't be able to contain, God, because you give us blessings that are pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord. And every day that you bless us, God, is another day of running over blessings. God, another day that you bless us. To be in our right minds, with a reasonable portion of health and strength, with life forevermore, God, it's another day of pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessings, Lord. And we just don't know how to contain ourselves. Joy is filling our hearts, and joy is filling our souls, just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. And so, God, we need you to order us today and touch us today, revive us today, and strengthen us today. And God, bless us, oh God, for this wonderful day that you have planned for us. Order our footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and lead us in the path of righteousness. Through the path of darkness for your name's sake, God. Bless us and keep us and sustain us and watch over us, Lord, and lead us and guide us and direct us that we may fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. For, Lord, you know the way that we should take, and you know the path that you take toward us, Lord. You have to take the hands for it. Oh, God, and it will lead to peace and not our evil, Lord, and we thank you for that. Oh, God, because the devil only means to do us harm. His God is to come, his joke is to destroy. But we thank you, God, that we don't have to lead to the other level, and our hope is not built in him. But you, your son Jesus, you come there to be sworn, and God has life, and that more abundantly, God. Give us the thoughts and the mindset to speak life, Lord, on this day and in this day in the name of Jesus, not only to speak life into ourselves, but to speak life into those that we come in contact with, Lord. Let not death come out of our mouth, our tongues, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to bridle our tongues, oh God, but to speak life into the lives of everyone that comes our way, Lord, to give a word of encouragement, to give a word of hope, to give a word of clarity, oh God, and God, information, God, that leads someone, oh God, to you, that they may know you in the pardon of their sins, to remind someone that our God sits high and looks low, and that our God is still in control, to remind someone and give someone information, God, that your son Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every one of our sins, and he came, oh God, to save this sin-sick world. He didn't come to take care of those that were well, for a doctor don't come and handle or don't serve those that are well, but he came to save those that are sick and lost, oh God, disease, oh God, and cast down and forsaken, Lord, to draw them up and build them up and to bring them up and to heal them and to cleanse them, oh God, and to wash them and make them white as snow. And I thank you, Lord, that I was once one of those people, God, who did not know who you are. I was someone, God, that was stuck in a pit, oh God, a pit of sin and shame, Lord. But you stopped by and you saw me and you picked me up, Lord, and you turned me around. You placed my feet on a solid and higher ground, and now I'm no longer the same. I'm no longer the same, that Jesus came into my life and set me free. No longer am I bound by the law of the flesh, but I've been set free by the law of the Spirit. Because whom the Spirit is set free is free indeed. And we thank you for that liberty. We thank you for that freedom. We thank you for life that you give, and we need to let someone know that they don't have to no longer be bound, but Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. I pray for my ministry, Lord. I thank you for those that have continued to have the ministry go forth while we have been away. We thank you, God, that there has been no despair in my heart and my mind, but I thank you for those foundational stones that you have blessed us to be able to have at Praise Center. I thank you for each and every one of them that have come and sacrificed their time to fill in for the roles and fill in for the prayers and fill in for the teachings and fill in for the messages. God, I thank you, oh God, that you have placed those individuals in our lives and in our great ministry. I thank you for Mother McCowan, who have taken time out of her schedule to come and come back from Tennessee, Lord, to be with us in Virginia, God. And we pray that you bless her for her sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the ministries, Lord, that we are in. Thank you for the research, Lord, the middle of the month in January, about our CDC, our community, we look to be more active in the community, Lord, to serve our community, God, Lord, and also for our resources, we get in rest, all of us being in growth, our presence within this presence, that's our endeavor here now, Lord, as you give me the. And as I write the vision and make it plain, Lord, I pray that you anoint it, God, to give us victory. Oh, God. Everything that we do so that we can serve the least of us, oh God, as we desire to serve you. I pray for our praise pantry, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing for the growth and the expansion. I pray for, God, our computer lounge, Lord. Thank you for the vision, Lord. We have parts of the pieces, but, Lord, we need you to make the way, Lord, and send the rest of the pieces as well, Lord. Bless us, oh, God, and open up the door, God. We make that praise. I mean, Lord, that community, so that those without computer access, Lord, can have access to the internet. For everything we're doing, Lord, is not for our own gratification, is not for our own pleasure, but we're doing it to serve you, and that brings us pleasure. That brings us satisfaction. That brings us life as we put a smile on your face. Lord, that's our endeavor, Lord. Oh, God, that's your name, glorious. We don't want to fail you, not in this last and evil day when where many are falling short and falling to the wayside. Oh, God, that many, oh, God, are turning away from you, Lord, instead of running to you. Oh, Lord, every man will confess that you are Lord. And I confess you now. I declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you are everything that I need and more. I can't make it without you. I can't go anywhere without you. I can't live with you. I definitely cannot breathe without you. So I put all of my hope, all of my faith, and all of my trust in you. You are my rock. You are my salvation. You are my shelter in the time of storms. You are the great I am. And God, you are everything I need and more. Thank you, Lord, for giving us focus, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for showing yourself strong and showing yourself mighty. Now, as we continue in this day, Lord, we ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. Honor all of our submissions to you, our sacrifices for you, God, that you may be pleased with us, Lord. And if there's anything in us right now that's unlike you, we pray, God, that you will wash us in the blood. We confess our sins. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive us, Lord, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, so we confess the sins of omission and the sins of commission right now, according to 1 John 1 9, God, cleanse us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that there may be nothing in between us and thee. We desire and we will not allow for anything to separate us from your love. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up and we adore you, God. We praise you, God, because you are a mighty God. We love you, Lord, today, because you first loved us, Lord, and we thank you for being God. We thank you for being mighty. We thank you for being kind. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your patience, and we thank you, God, that you will still be God at the end of this day. And so we look to you, that you will meet us at our point of need, at our point of strength, at our point of desire. God, meet us just where we need you at, Lord, and we'll acknowledge that you alone are the one that has blessed us. Bless us this day, and we'll give your name all of the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.